Our reading today is on pages 1869 and 1870 in our Pew Bibles, taken from Hebrews chapter 7, verses 20 through 28. Again, that's pages 1869 through 1870. And it was not without an oath. Others became priests without any oath, but he became a priest with an oath when God said to him, "The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever." Because of this oath, Jesus has become the guarantee of a better covenant. Now, there have been many of those priests since death prevented them from continuing in office, but because Jesus lives forever, he has a permanent priesthood. Therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them. Such a high priest meets our needs, one who is holy, blameless, pure, also set apart from sinners and exalted above the heavens. Unlike the other priests, he does not need to offer sacrifices day after day, first for his own sins and then for the sins of the people. He sacrificed for their sins once for all when he offered himself. For the law appoints as high priests men and women who are weak. But the oath, which came after the law, appointed the Son, who has been made perfect forever. Amen. God of light, let us not only hear of you, but see you with our own eyes through the word. Hallelujah. Lectio Divina is a traditional monastic practice of spiritual reading, meditation, and prayer. It is also a multi-step method of becoming immersed in the scriptures. Utilizing this method can be very fulfilling when reading the Bible. This can also be very helpful, as I'm sure you can understand, when discerning the message that the Holy Spirit is lifting up to be communicated from the Word. There are few steps to it, including but not necessarily inclusive, reading, meditating, reflection, and prayer, depending on what method you're going to use. Writing your own prayer is part of the prayer section. One of the steps while reading is to read the scripture passage several times, whether silently or out loud. Several times is key. Ever since I first served as a liturgist, I have found that reading out loud is better for me. For as I'm vocalizing the emotions in the scripture, such as stress, joy, bewilderment, and so on, that helps me, anyway, to hear the word. Though off the beaten path, I have also adopted writing, or I should say typing, the scripture for upcoming Sundays to be used in worship instead of copying and pasting from Bible Gateway. As I proofread to make sure I type the reading from our Bible correctly, I become more intent to the phrasing, the meaning, and the message I begin to hear. Silently, I read the lectionary reading offerings for today's worship service to see which one spoke to me. After making my choice and reading it, again silently a few more times, I typed the scripture reading from our Bible. When I proofread it, I was just short of reaching the finish and spotted what I thought was a mistake. That's usual, I make mistakes. When I looked at the Bible to compare, I thought I found a typo in the Bible. I knew that couldn't be right, because I was only reading at first what I expected to see, not what was there. From the scripture, he sacrificed for their sins once for all when he offered himself. Once for all. Once for all. I was expecting to see, and probably read the first time through, and a couple more, once and for all. Totally different meaning. From how I take it, once and for all, which I had mistakenly read, meaning one and done. Finished. Fini. Once and for all, I interpret as sacrificing, just the one time. End of story. But once for all holds an impact in this reading. It's a very weighty phrase. Again, sacrificing the one time, but with the added meaning, for all. Jesus sacrificed himself, becoming human, dying, rising from the dead. It is inherently a one-time action, but for all. God invited all to the kingdom through Jesus' death and resurrection. During Jesus' time, there were several religions, including the Jewish persuasion, which is what Jesus grew up with. I just realized I forgot to shut the door. Sorry about the noise. Some of the religions at the time worshipped multiple deities. In the language of this voting season, saying that Jesus' sacrifice was a bipartisan act would not be giving it justice. Once for all. Maybe multi-partisan, considering the number of different religions at the time. For with Jesus, all are given the opportunity to believe in God. All have their sins forgiven by following God and repenting. All are beloved. Jesus is our ever-present, all-knowing priest, clergy, minister, whatever word you're comfortable with. Always available and always for all. Praise God, Jesus, our forever high priest, became the guarantee for the better covenant, a new covenant. On our side of the covenant, we are to be Christ-like. Love the Lord our God and love our neighbor, all, as we do ourselves. Amen.